from a high school basketball player to a high school basketball coach to a college basketball coach and college surfing coach. Kyle Rouse joins us next. It's episode 31 of the Masters in Coaching podcast. Let's go. Well, welcome into episode number 31 of the Masters in Coaching podcast, wherever you listen, whether it's on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, or wherever you download your podcast. We thank you. Thank you for watching as well. The new component to this podcast is the video part of it, and we couldn't be more excited to talk to our next guest here at episode number 31. He is Kyle Rouse. He's the head women's basketball coach and the head coach of the surfing team at Westcliff University here in Southern California, and he joins us now. Kyle, how you doing?
We're doing well. Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us, and you know, just excited to be here. Like, excited to talk about everything, and excited to be here with you. Appreciate it.
So you have your hands full with the women's basketball team and the surfing team. Now, first off, at the collegiate level, you don't see this often. A coach of two different programs. What in the world?
You know, it's funny because I got hired almost 3 years ago now for women's basketball. And it was about, I think it was like maybe 4 or 5 months later, our AD, you know, I've known him for a while. And he said, hey, I know you have a surfing background. I'm thinking of starting something new, because colleges don't really do college. I mean, there's college surfing, but they don't do it as a sport. It's a club.
Yeah.
And he wanted to start it as an actual athletic sport, you know, with scholarships, with everything. So I said, yeah, let's do it. I mean, I didn't know like where it was going to go, but we're here now. It took about, you know, 2 years to finally get to our first contest, but
Wow.
it's a lot of fun. The only hard part is they're pretty much the exact same season. So it's, just trying to figure out the logistics. Luckily, I have really great assistant coaches for both programs. So, you know, there's definitely going to be times where I'm at basketball and not surf, but I know our main assistant for surf will knock it out of the park. So it's fun though. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you've got a basketball background playing and then coaching a long time at the high school level, 18 years at three different stops that you made at the high school level, and now coaching at the collegiate level. Do you have a surfing background as well, or is this something that you're just kind of figuring out as you go?
I mean, not competitively. I've surfed since I was, seven or eight. And just a big advocate for like surf in school. You know, we feel like, and that was kind of the thing we started, was a lot of surfers, they want to go pro, which obviously who wouldn't, right? But there's a select few that actually make it. I mean, the pro tour literally has maybe 40 guys and that's it. And we're talking about the whole world. So, you know, we've been trying to push that, hey, like getting a degree, having that backup plan isn't a bad idea. So that's kind of what we're really pushing. And thankfully this first semester, we've already been hitting almost a 3.4 as a team, or the surf team, and we're really excited about that. But no, I mean, as far as the background, not too much competitively, except obviously I follow professional surfing. I do have my judging certification, so I can technically be a judge.
Nice.
So I kind of use that. These surfers are so good nowadays that, I mean, the stuff that they're doing, you go ahead and do that. I'll help you with like the, you know, the heat management and the judging, trying to get the right scores and all that stuff. But they're just so talented now. I mean, I can't do the stuff that they're doing. I'm getting too old for that. I'd kill myself probably if I was trying to do that. But so.
Kyle Rouse is our guest here on the Masters in Coaching podcast. He is the women's basketball coach and surfing coach at Westcliff University. Tell our listeners and our viewers a little bit more about Westcliff University. We had Sean Harris, your athletic director, on a previous episode last spring. But for those who aren't aware of Westcliff, tell us about the school and the athletic department.
Awesome. Yeah, no. So the school has actually been around. A lot of people sometimes don't know that. It's been around for 24 years now, I believe. 93 was when the school actually opened. Obviously, at that point, there was no athletics. It was just basically kind of an adult school, international school for kids that were trying to get their degree internationally. And then 2019, thankfully, Sean, you know, Harris took over, and we're now 3 years into that. And it's been great. We're obviously a 4-year private university in Irvine, pretty very close to Concordia, obviously down the street. But it's been a fun ride, because when I got here 3 years ago, we had 4 sports. That was it. And now we're at, wow, I believe, 26.
Wow.
So it's been a fun thing seeing it. There's only 2 of us left that actually were here 3 years ago, myself and then the baseball coach, Coach Tremet. Everybody else has moved on, which is great, but we've also added so many new people. But no, it's been great being a part of the Cal Pack. You know, obviously we got that almost 2 years ago. Last year was technically our, you know, our free year, which it kind of worked out well because it was COVID. So, I mean, we kind of, you know, it's nice being able to be tournament ready this year and that we can actually be eligible for the national tournament right off the bat. So that's been great. And then being a part of that NAIA certification was really fun because, you know, we were here for that. Obviously they bring everybody out from Kansas City for that. And it was a very cool process watching, you know, how you get universities basically certified to be a part of something like the NAIA. It was really rewarding, definitely something to learn, but just excited. It's just growing like crazy. We're supposed to bring in another 200 athletes on top of what we already have, which is close to 400 right now. Wow. So the goal starting next fall is to be over 600 student athletes. And then obviously I think we're close to 4,000 total. Obviously that's including international students and, you know, non-athletes, but the growth has just been incredible. I mean, and being a part of it has been a lot of fun, just seeing everybody coming out and all the new people, new faces, but it's a lot of fun though.
Well, that is awesome. Now, how did you get to where you're at now? You mentioned your third year at Westcliff now, but for a long time coaching at the high school ranks. I mean, you were at Marietta Mesa, Temecula Valley, Marietta Valley High School, very successful stints at all three places. What made you, first off, get into coaching? Let's go back to that. What made you go down that road that you wanted to help young kids in basketball?
Right. You know, it's interesting because a lot of times you change your career path, you know, along the way. I was lucky enough to have a lot of great people in my life early, like very early. I mean, I would say, and this isn't really dramatic at all, I think middle school, I knew I wanted to coach.
Oh, wow.
I was fortunate growing up in Marietta. You know, my parents were super supportive. I was literally at back then is when we only had one high school in the city, you know, like nowadays that's not even a thing. But so I was a huge supporter of the Marietta Valley team when I was, you know, 7-8 years old, and they kind of brought me in. The coaching staff was amazing. Coach Forget and Coach Terbilda, I mean, they literally let me be a part of it at a young age and go watch practices. And, you know, I was always invited to their banquets. I remember early on being at a banquet at like 9 years old, you know, thinking this is incredible right now, you know. And I knew that, honestly, having those mentors, and then getting to play under Coach Terbilda and Coach Forget, it was the automatic. I knew I was going to coach, just didn't know where and what I was going to do. But thankfully I graduated and Coach Terbilda was like, hey, we want you to coach right now. And actually I coached the feeder team as a junior and a senior in high school. So I was already coaching the middle school team as a junior and senior, just teaching them the stuff, you know, the offense that we run at Marietta Valley. And then they would, of course, hopefully feed into Marietta Valley. But after that, yeah, it was great because he brought me in and I got to start coaching literally from then. So pretty much from 19 years old on, been coaching at some point at the high school level or, you know, now college. But, and then I just kept going from there, you know, and then fortunately got kind of picked up to coach the women's side at the high school level. What was that? Maybe 12 years ago. And it's been such a blessing. I love coaching the women's sports. I mean, it's growing like crazy. And there's just so many great female athletes out there that I feel like sometimes go unnoticed because it's not the, you know, high profile sports sometimes with the female side. So it's been such a blessing though to be a part of it. But
what did you notice immediately when you made the switch from coaching boys to girls and now coaching at the collegiate level with the women? Was there something right away that you noticed in the difference in play and how you were going to have to adjust the way you may be coached going from the boys to girls?
It's interesting because I talked to some, like right when I made the switch, we had a coach that coached at Marietta Valley on the girls side for a while, Therese Clower. And I called her. I was like, hey, I'm about to make this switch. Like, is there anything I should know, basically, you know, just give me something, like coaching boys for whatever it was, 9 years at that point, like, and making the switch. And she said, don't change a thing. Like, treat them like basketball players. They're not, it's nothing different. And I said, interesting. Okay. So I haven't changed really how I coach as far as like, you know, how hard we are, how disciplined we are. Like that hasn't changed at all. I would say one difference though, that I've noticed is the girls' side. And you know, this is nothing against the guys' side, but they're so coachable, so much more coachable. Less ego involved, as you know, as you can imagine. I mean, a lot less ego. Obviously, there's some things too that are cons, you know, switching back, you know, but that has been some of the biggest things. Like they're so coachable, they're usually so respectful. you know, there's not, like I said, there's not a lot of ego. There's not a lot of attitude. Sometimes guys think they know it all. I was one of them at one point, you know, you think you know it all. But more importantly, I think the biggest thing that I've noticed that I love probably more than anything, which is why I love coaching so much, is just the relationship building. I'm still close with a lot of the guys that I coach, but the girls, it's been so fun just watching them grow up. They want you to be, you know, I've been to, gosh, 4 or 5 weddings at this point, you know. I godfather one of my other alumni's children. Like, that part has probably been the most rewarding and the most blessed piece of it, is because they, and not that the guys don't want that, it's just different. You know, guys are different with those kind of relationships, right? Yeah. It's a little bit like when the girls, it's kind of like, you know, you've become not necessarily a father figure, but just one of those people in their life that they want around, you know. And we still talk to so many of them, even back from that first year I coached girls at Marina Mesa. Like, that group, I probably talked to 80% of them still, and we still have a group chat. Usually we talk, you know, especially on my holidays and stuff. But that's been the biggest piece that honestly would really make me never want to go back the other way. Just stay on the female women's side the rest of my career is kind of the goal. But so
Kyle Rouse is our guest. He's the women's basketball coach at Westcliff University, also the surfing coach at Westcliff University. We'll get into where he's at right now as far as Concordia University Irvine's master's program, and he's real close to getting that master's degree next spring and moving on even further from where he's at in his career. But I want to go back to the jump to collegiate level. What made you to ultimately decide to leave the high school game and get to the college game? And was it seeking a new challenge? Was it trying something new? A little bit of the both?
Yeah, you could say a little bit of both. I mean, to be honest, from the beginning, that was always my goal, to get to the college level. You know, I, again, thankfully had some people that helped me get to that point, like push me in the right direction. But the biggest thing is, you know, yeah, that was normally my number one goal. I wanted to get to the highest level I could, and, you know, and just try and hopefully coach as many kids as I could along the way, you know, and hopefully help them grow as well. But as far as getting here, I mean, behind the scenes, it was honestly a lot of networking, a lot of just trying to do the right thing, like try and go to clinics, go to practices. I mean, the amount of practices I went to as a high school coach was super fun. And granted, that was before we had kids, but I mean, it was, you know, that's the best way to do it. They see that you're eager. They see that you want to learn. I mean, went to a ton of San Diego State practices, UCLA, just trying to go to as many as I can to just figure out what the college game is all about, number one. And two, you know, again, network, you meet people that way. And then I've been a part of the WBCA probably for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And that's it's a great place to just meet other coaches in the college level. Each year, usually, so I was a mentor for it as a high school coach. And then now that I'm a college coach, I'm the mentee. So I get to work with like Amanda Butler last year from Clemson, the head coach. She was my mentor last year. Coach, you know, Lisa Gonzaga was my mentor the year before. So like getting to use them every year has been such a blessing. I mean, because they, you know, they have lived it. They've been in at the highest level, you know, so they're trying to, they always kind of help you out, which has been great. But, and then lastly, luckily, you know, I've known Sean Harris for 20 years now. I coached two of his kids, actually. Back when I was doing that middle school coaching as a junior and senior, I coached his oldest son, who's actually now our director of basketball operations. But so, you know, we've known each other for a while, and he knew that was the goal, that I wanted to get there.
Yeah.
And he just, I mean, he'll help mentor me to get to this spot. Honestly, I mean, I can't, you know, and it was just great timing. Sometimes that's what it's about. You know, it's about the timing, you know, and
yeah.
Luckily they were looking for a new coach and he said, hey, you should apply, you know, just to see. And honestly, that was my goal. I was talking to my previous athletic director at Marina Mesa, and he said, apply to as many as you can. Worst case scenario, you get learning on as far as like what those interviews are like at a college level.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a good point. So I did that. Got an interview, got to meet with the president of the university and all that. And it's kind of surreal. It was literally just a 2-day thing. I met with Sean, met with the president the next day, and I started the third day. They're like, when can you start? Whenever you want. When do you want me to start? You know, so it's been a ride. It's definitely been a ride, but definitely something that, you know, excited to be at the spot that we're at.
Okay. Where do you see this program in 2 to 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 2 to 5 years? Are you at Westcliff building a powerhouse, winning championships at the NAIA level. Where do you see yourself?
I would love to do that. That's the latter of the two. I mean, you know, I came from Mesa, which I started there in the men's program when the school was brand new. And it's so fun building something like that. I mean, especially if you can turn it into something that's super special, you know, as far as like you said, a legacy, a tradition of winning, you know, the goal. And it's funny because our AD staff does a great job making sure that we're looking future, you know, so each, like every 6 months we have to do like a 30, 60, 90 plan. And then we also have to do a 2, 5, 10 year plan as well. And mainly it's for us.
Yeah.
But it's also for Westcliff as well. But mainly they're trying to make sure we're looking, you know, to better ourselves each year, so to speak. But ideally, you know, and we've definitely done it so far. We've definitely put Westcliff on the map as far as a competitor. I mean, I don't shy away from tough schedule, as you've probably seen. Like we play, first year I was here, we played 6 Division Ones. This year we play 4. We love scheduling tough. And I think people notice that, you know, and it's like, okay, like they don't want to mess around, which we don't. But
yeah,
as far as, you know, the program itself, in 5 years, I'm hoping that we are in a spot kind of like, I mean, I know Westmont has a very long tradition of winning, but I would love to be in that spot to where it's like, they know, you know, Westcliff's going to be at the national tournament every year. You just don't know how good they're going to be, but you know that they're going to be at the national tournament. So as far as like sports specific, that's where I would want the program. But at the end of the day, most importantly, I want to make sure that our graduation rate's high. You know, I want our kids to leave with a good education and then really have a relationship long-term with my players, you know, and whether I'm still at Westcliff or somewhere else, that's still always going to be the goal, making sure that, you know, leading them into being, I'm actually looking at them, they're still shooting around right now, but leading them into, you know, to life, so to speak, better than they came into Westcliff at, you know. So yeah, I'd like to stay here as long as possible. I want to see what happens to it, you know. It's been crazy. So but my wife works here too, so
awesome.
There's also having that connection. But we'd love to stay here. Irvine is, as you know, Concordia, like it's a great place to be. You know, can surf every day if I want, you know. I don't have time, but I mean, you know, you could. So
Well, speaking of goals, you're almost at your goal of getting your master's degree in coaching and athletics administration from Concordia University, Irvine. First off, what made you go back to school and get that master's degree? Because you're already a college head coach. Well, why go back and get that master's degree? And second part of it is, how has that process been in getting it? Like we mentioned earlier, you're going to graduate in the spring, but how has that process been getting that master's degree?
Yeah, you know, and going back to get it was honestly a no-brainer once I figured out kind of what the program was about. You know, I've had a lot of coaches, like I said, that have been great mentors, and you know, obviously love reading John Wooden stuff, and it's, you know, all of it talks about, you know, the moment you stop learning, you stop progressing. I mean, so why would I stop learning? You know, and that, looking at what that program brings to the table. As a coach, it's literally, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I've been telling other coaches, if you want to learn just more stuff to help grow yourself as a leader, you need to take this program. I mean, it's been such, I tell my wife all the time, it doesn't feel like school. It feels like, this is great. Like I'm building my coaching philosophy. I'm building different ways to make sure that I'm a better leader for the players. And I'm going to class for it, you know. It feels like a coaching class, which, you know, I guess that's the whole point, but I mean, it doesn't feel like work, you know. But yeah, it was a no-brainer. I mean, just trying to, you know, you talked about progressing to the college level and all that. This is part of it. If I want to keep being really good for the players, the assistant coaches that we have under us, I need to make sure that I'm always on my game, you know. Like for example, the college coaches we used to attend as high school coaches, we still do, you know. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're actually going to UCLA again for one in the morning, just to watch and talk to Coach Close and, you know, try and pick her brain. Clearly, she's doing something right over there. So, but it's all about just lifelong learning. You know, if you're not a lifelong learner, I mean, you're going to stop progressing at some point. So,
well, Kyle, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for talking about your story, your program there at Westcliff, what you're doing with the basketball program and the surfing team as well. Continued success. I mean, you have shot it up quickly and are doing great things, and hear great things about you from your athletic director. So Thank you so much for telling your story and telling our viewers and listeners more about your experience with the master's program at Concordia University Irvine, and continued success. I can't wait to see what the future that has in store for you. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate you, Tim. And it was a great time. I mean, I appreciate you having us, and yeah, love the experience so far at Concordia and Westcliff. It's been a great partnership, honestly, just to help build, you know, and keep progressing. So appreciate you having me on, and it's been a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Well, my thanks to Kyle Rouse, women's basketball coach and also surfing coach at Westcliff University there in Irvine. Check him out. What great things he is doing with both programs, and looking forward to see what he does here in the future. Remember, Concordia University Irvine's Master's in Coaching and Athletics Administration program is the nation's number one athletics graduate program. It can be completed 100% online, face-to-face, or the unique blend of both is back. Thousands of coaches and athletics administrators have completed that master's degree in coaching, and they're affecting positive change, lots of positive change across the country in top-rated institutions across this great United States. In addition, Concordia University Irvine has expanded their program to now offer a master's of science in coaching and exercise science. All the information to find out about the winter quarter, the spring semester, and also the summer session, you can find out all about it in their $1,000 tuition break. CUI.edu/coaching. Again, that's CUI.edu/coaching. My thanks to Kyle Rouse from Westcliff University. My thanks to you for watching and listening. Until next time, Tim Cates saying so long, everybody.